Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a sub-pressure breakdown with impact distort for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. In this one, we're going for that classic feeling where the breakdown sounds like it's under real strain. Heavy low end, gritty mid-range, a bit of collapse, a bit of menace, and then right before the drop, everything tightens up and hits even harder. That's the energy we want. The big idea here is simple. Don't just make sounds that are distorted. Make each layer do a job. One layer gives you weight. One gives you attack. One gives you movement, and one gives you space. When you think like that, the whole breakdown starts to feel intentional instead of just messy. We're going to use stock Ableton devices, so this is fast, repeatable, and easy to adapt to your own sessions. We'll be using things like Simpler, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Clue Compressor, Auto Filter, Hybrid Reverb, Utility, and possibly Corpus or Resonators if you want extra tension or metallic pressure. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. For that old-school jungle feel, 170 BPM is a really nice sweet spot. Then create three tracks, one for sub-impact, one for the distorted hit, and one for texture or break fragments. Keep them clearly named, because once you start layering and resampling, organization saves you from chaos. Let's build the sub-impact first. A good starting point is a short 808 style sub-sample or a clean sign hit dropped into Simpler. Set Simpler to classic mode, turn one shot on, and keep warp off unless you specifically need sync. Then shape the amp envelope so it feels like a hit rather than a long bass note. Zero attack. A decay somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and a short release, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds. Now process that sub carefully. First, use EQ8 to keep it focused. If this layer is purely sub, you can cut everything above about 120 to 150 Hz. You may also want a gentle high pass just to remove any useless rumble below 25 or 30 Hz. Then use utility and set the width to zero so the sub stays solidly mono. That's really important. In drum and bass, the low end has to feel huge, but it also has to stay locked in the center. After that, add saturator. Turn on soft clip and try a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. This gives the sub a bit of harmonics so it reads on smaller systems, but without turning it fuzzy. If needed, put a limiter after it just to catch any stray peaks. For the MIDI, think about movement as well as note choice. A descending motion works really well for this style. For example, you could start on C1 and move down to B-flat 0, then a flat 0. Even a small semitone drop on the final note can create that feeling of pressure collapsing. That tiny falling motion is a classic tension move in jungle and old-school DNB. Next, let's build the distorted impact layer. This is where the breakdown gets attitude. Use a kick, a snare, a break slice, or even a metallic stab as your source. A really effective old-school approach is stacking a kick and snare together, maybe with a chopped amen transient for extra bite. You want something that has a clear transient, because once you start distorting it, the attack can easily disappear. Put the source on an audio track or into drum rack, whichever gives you the most control. Then start shaping it. If the sub already owns the low end, you can high pass this layer around 40 to 70 Hz with EQ8. You don't want competing bass content here. Then add saturator with a stronger drive, maybe 4 to 10 dB, and keep soft clip on. After that, drum bus is great for giving it that smashed, aggressive character. Try drive around 10 to 30, boom fairly subtle, and use damp to stop the low mids getting muddy. If the transient starts getting lost, push the transient's control up a little so the smack survives the processing. If you want it nastier, you can follow up with redux or erosion for some digital breakup and grit. Just use those carefully. A little goes a long way. Then finish with glue compressor, using a moderate ratio like 2:1 or 4:1, a slower attack, and auto release or a fairly quick release. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. The goal is smashed, but still readable. If it becomes a blob, you've gone too far. Now we add the break layer, because that's where the jungle character really comes alive. Instead of relying on a full loop, take a break and slice out little fragments. A snare ghost, a kick tail, a hat tick, a fill moment, a tiny chopped break crumb. These small bits often feel more authentic than a full loop, because they create tension without taking over the groove. Process this layer with auto filter, and automate the low pass so it slowly opens through the breakdown. A little resonance can make it speak more, but keep it tasteful. Drum bus is also great here for giving break fragments more punch, and saturator can add warmth and edge. If you want space, add a short reverb, but keep it controlled. In this style, we usually want dark, short, and focused rather than huge and washed out. A great trick is to resample the break fragment after distortion, then layer that underneath the main impact. That gives you a second generation of grit, which often sounds way more exciting than a clean, first-pass processing chain. Now let's talk about the pressure movement, because this is what turns a sound design idea into a proper breakdown. A static breakdown gets boring fast. The best ones feel like they're constantly shifting under stress. So automate things like filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb wetness, utility gain, and even pitch on the sub or impact layer. A nice breakdown arc might start filtered and distant, then open up a little each bar. You can increase saturation near the end, pull out some low mids before the final hit, and then let the last impact come in with a little more drive or loudness than the ones before it. That creates the feeling that the system is straining, which is exactly the kind of drama we want before a drop. For a deeper sense of movement, try pitch automation too. Even a tiny pitch drop on the last 100 to 300 milliseconds of a sub hit can make it feel like it's collapsing downward. That small detail is powerful. If you want to make the hit feel bigger without just turning it up, think in frequency lanes. The sub lives below around 100 to 120 Hz. The body can sit around 120 to 500 Hz. The crack and attack usually live between 1 and 6 kHz. Air and noise sit above that. If each layer owns its own space with EQ, the impact feels much larger and cleaner at the same time. Stereo is another big one. Keep the sub mono. Let the texture and reverb be wider. Don't widen the distorted low end too much, or you'll lose punch. Utility is your friend here. A practical arrangement for an 8-bar breakdown could go like this. In the first 2 bars, keep it distant, filtered atmosphere, a quiet sub pulse, and some light break fragments. No big impact yet. In bars 3 and 4, bring in the first distorted hit and start opening the filter. In bars 5 and 6, increase the drive, maybe add a little resonance, and introduce a chopped break fill. In bars 7 and 8, strip out some low end briefly and deliver the final impact or a drop into silence. That last moment of restraint before the hit can make the drop feel way bigger. Here's a strong stock Ableton chain for the distorted impact layer. EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then auto filter, then hybrid reverb. Start with a high pass around 50 Hz if needed, a saturator drive around 6 dB with soft clip on, drum bus drive around 20 with a bit of boom, then glue compressor with a gentle squeeze, and finally an auto filter and a short, dark hybrid reverb for space. For the sub layer, keep it much simpler. Utility, EQ8, saturator, and limiter. The simpler that chain is, the better your low end usually behaves. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't distort the sub too much, or you'll lose the weight. Don't let every layer carry bass, or the breakdown will get muddy. Don't drown the whole thing in reverb, or it'll stop feeling powerful. And don't forget transients. Heavy distortion loves to flatten attacks, so if needed, layer a cleaner transient over the crushed version. Also, check the breakdown at lower volume. This is a really useful habit. If the pressure still reads quietly, the design is probably solid. If it only sounds big when you crank it, then the balance probably needs work. That's a great teacher-style test. If it works quietly, it's usually strong. If you want to push it further, try parallel distortion lane. Duplicate the impact. Keep one version cleaner for transient clarity and heavily destroy the other with saturator, drum bus, or redux. Blend them together. That gives you the best of both worlds, readable and savage. You can also add ghost hits before the main impact, like quiet snare ghosts, rim clicks, break crumbs, or filtered toms. These little details make the groove feel like it's cracking apart. And if you really want that old-school tension, use some non-linear filter movement. Don't just sweep smoothly. Rise, dip, rise again, then snap open. That unpredictability is very jungle. A really good practice exercise is to build a 4-bar sub-pressure breakdown. Put mono sub hits on bars 1 and 3, then a distorted snare or kick impact on bar 4. Add a filtered MN fragment quietly underneath. Automate the filter opening, increase saturator drive toward the end, and raise the reverb a little before the hit. Then bounce it to audio and resample it again for one more light pass of distortion. That extra generation of processing often gives you the most character. So to recap, the recipe is this. Build a strong mono sub foundation. Layer a distorted impact for attack and aggression. Add break fragments for jungle character. Automate filter and drive to create pressure, and keep the low end controlled while the mids get gritty. That's how you get controlled chaos, which is really the heart of a great DNB breakdown. If you want, The next step could be a follow-up lesson on how to make the drop that explodes out of this breakdown.